Hey, learner, ever feel like you're at one of those massive research conferences? You know, 1,000 breakout sessions firing off all at once, and you're just positive you're missing some crucial connection.
Totally.
Today's deep dive. Well, we're talking about a potential solution to that feeling, not a bigger convention center, but get this, a personalized AI research team built, like custom designed, just for you. We're diving headfirst into this research paper. Gotta admit, it's dense, even for us, but it's all about this idea of a science exocortex.
Yeah, and it's not just a catchy name, though. It definitely is that. It's more like, think of it as actually extending your own thinking, but like powered by AI.
Whoa.
The paper argues that because of these crazy, powerful AI agents, we're on the edge of a revolution in how research gets done.
So hold on, not just like one AI, but a whole team of them, each with their own specialty. Is there like a coffee-fetching AI in the mix? Asking for a friend, obviously. My research could really use that.
Sadly, no caffeine delivery just yet, but the paper does break down these AI agents into these specialized roles, and it's pretty wild. Okay, so picture this. You've got autonomous experimentation agents. These guys could actually design and run experiments in the lab, analyze the data like in real time. They'd be a totally tireless lab assistant who never gets bored with pipetting, ever.
Okay, that's seriously impressive. So goodbye human error, hello efficiency, right? But what about making sense of it all afterward? You know, I'm already drowning in data as it is.
Oh, absolutely. And that's precisely where data exploration agents come in. Imagine these agents not just crunching numbers, which is already pretty great, but actually uncovering those hidden patterns in your data, the kind that might take us humans months, years even to find. This could mean breakthroughs in, well, everything. Personalized medicine, understanding climate change faster than we ever thought possible. It's huge.
So we're talking about speeding up the entire research process, not just one piece of it. What else can these AI agents do? Give me like the highlights reel.
Well, for starters, no more late-night literature searches. They've got literature discovery agents for that, which, let's be honest, is a game changer in itself.
Right.
These agents would be constantly scouring, summarizing all the latest research papers. You'd always be on top of your field.
Okay, all this sounds amazing, but also a little dot overwhelming, to be honest. How would a researcher even begin to build their own, like, custom science exocortex? Would it be like ordering from an AI menu?
And that's what's so fascinating about the paper's approach. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Okay.
They see it as this super modular system where researchers can pick and choose the AI agents that best fit their needs. So you're not stuck with something generic, it's tailored to each researcher's unique questions and goals.
So it's kind of like building your own personal research dream team, except instead of, you know, postdocs, it's all cutting-edge AI. This is where I have to ask, can AI really be creative? The paper kind of hints that these agents could even help generate new research ideas, but isn't that pushing it?
Yeah, it's a question everyone's asking, right? Can AI really be creative?
Right.
And the answer, like with most things AI, isn't a simple yes or no.
Okay.
Think about it this way. So, us humans, we're pretty good at making connections,
Yeah.
but we're also limited by, well, what we already know, right?
Right.
These AI agents, though, they can absorb and process info on a scale we can't even imagine. Like, they can find these hidden patterns and relationships in data that might take us decades,
Wow.
lifetimes even, to uncover.
Okay, so it's not so much about AI like replacing human creativity, but more like, oh, giving it a turbo boost, expanding what's even possible.
Exactly. Imagine, for example, an AI that analyzes, I don't know, thousands of research papers on Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
It might pick up on a connection between, say, a protein mutation and some environmental factor that no human researcher ever noticed before,
Right.
simply because those data points were just too spread out, too subtle. That's not AI thinking like a scientist, really, but it is giving human scientists those aha moments, those leaps forward, but way faster.
I'm starting to see the potential here. Let's talk about the, well, maybe the anxieties around this. There's been a lot of talk about AI becoming, you know, too powerful, even like replacing scientists altogether. Does this paper address those concerns at all?
It does. And it's really clear that this science exocortex idea, it's meant to be a tool, not a replacement for us humans and our research.
Okay, good.
Here's a good analogy. A microscope doesn't replace a biologist, right?
Right.
It gives them a new way of seeing, of understanding how the world works at that level. So the science exocortex, it's the same idea, augmenting our abilities, not making us obsolete.
That is a reassuring way to look at it. But even with the best tools, things can go wrong. What about the potential downsides of putting so much power in AI's hands?
You're right to be cautious, for sure. The paper definitely acknowledges those concerns. It highlights that we need careful oversight, like really careful and ethical considerations every step of the way, because we're talking about powerful tech here, right?
Absolutely.
It's crucial that human researchers stay in control, making the final calls on, you know, which research directions to pursue and making sure ethical guidelines are being followed, no question.
So it's not just about building the tech, it's also about making sure the right safeguards are in place from the very beginning.
100%.
Which makes a lot of sense. Mm. Okay, but let's zoom back in on the agents themselves for a minute. Were there any examples of AI capabilities in that paper that really blew your mind?
Oh, absolutely. Remember those autonomous experimentation agents we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
The paper goes deep on how those agents could totally revolutionize fields that rely on these massive experiments and huge data sets. Think like particle physics or astronomy.
Okay, yeah, give me an example. Paint me a picture.
Okay, so picture this. An AI that's controlling this gigantic telescope array.
Okay.
Like out of science fiction, right? Oh. And it's analyzing all this incoming data, but in real time.
Wow.
It can spot these anomalies, these tiny blips, and even adjust the telescope's focus to capture events that would have been totally missed otherwise. It's like having a completely tireless, hyper-aware assistant who's just laser-focused on the data.
Okay, that's next level. So it's like we're giving astronomers a much bigger window into the universe.
Exactly. And it's not just about like scale, it's also about precision.
Yep.
The paper talks about these AI agents controlling super intricate instruments, like the kind they use in nanoscience or materials research. These things are incredibly sensitive. They require like a delicate touch and a deep understanding of the physics at play.
So are you saying that an AI could like outperform a human in tasks that require that kind of crazy precision and control?
It's not even about outperforming, really. It's more about enhancing our abilities.
Yep.
So picture this, an AI agent controlling this nanoscale manipulator.
Okay.
And it's assembling these complex structures, but like atom by atom.
Wow.
With perfect accuracy, it'd be mind-blowing. This could unlock entirely new possibilities in materials design. Like, we could create materials with properties we only dream of right now.
Okay, that's what I call a game changer. There's almost no limit to where we could apply this technology.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The paper also goes into this fascinating concept of knowledge mapping agents. Remember how we were talking about information overload earlier?
Yeah.
These agents, they're designed to tackle that head on.
So like superpowered librarians for the digital age.
Even better. Think about it. They can pull in information from all these different sources, experimental data, simulations, even scientific papers. And then they find the connections, the patterns that we might completely miss.
Okay, yeah.
Imagine this. You need to see all the research ever done on a specific protein. You pull up this visual map. Everything's there. All the key findings, connections, everything instantly.
Talk about a time saver. That would be huge for researchers who are spending hours, days even, just trying to gather information from a million different places.
Absolutely. This could seriously speed up research. Scientists could actually focus on the why instead of getting lost in the weeds of the what.
This all sounds incredibly promising, I gotta say. But, and maybe this is a big but, how realistic is all of this? Are we talking about something we might see in our lifetime, or is this still like firmly in the realm of science fiction?
It's the question, right? And thankfully, the paper doesn't shy away from it.
Good.
While this idea of a fully fledged science exocortex is, yeah, still aspirational,
okay,
a lot of the building blocks are already here. We've seen some amazing advances in AI, especially in natural language processing and machine learning.
So we're not talking about some far-off future then. This could actually be within reach.
Exactly. We're already seeing AI making real progress in research.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Drug discovery, material science. AI is already there. The challenge now is like bringing all these different pieces together, creating that seamless integrated system that the paper talks about.
It's like we're putting together this giant, complicated jigsaw puzzle. We're starting to see the bigger picture emerge.
Yeah, a very complex jigsaw puzzle for sure, with all these different AI agents working together, sharing info, coordinating. And speaking of collaboration, the paper really emphasizes how important open science is going to be for all of this to actually work.
Open science, meaning what? Making research data and findings more accessible to everyone.
Exactly, because the more open and accessible scientific knowledge is, the better these AI agents will be. They can learn faster, adapt, and ultimately help us make new discoveries faster. It's a win-win.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's also about building a more collaborative, open system for sharing knowledge.
100%. The paper actually argues that this science exocortex idea could really help speed up the shift toward open science. It could help create this more efficient, more democratic system for, well, for basically creating knowledge.
Okay, one last question before we wrap up. The paper talks about these AI agents communicating with each other. What would that even look like? Would they be like sending each other instant messages?
Now that would be something, wouldn't it? Imagine eavesdropping on that conversation. But really, the paper suggests that they'd talk through this system of messages, probably in a format that both machines and humans can understand.
Okay.
That transparency is going to be super important, not just for us to, like, monitor what the AI is doing, but also for us to learn from it.
So we're not creating some kind of black box, then. We actually get to look under the hood and understand how the AI is making decisions.
Exactly. The goal here is all about collaboration, right? Humans and AI working together, not one replacing the other.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds like we're really on the edge of something huge here, a future where AI and human ingenuity work together to solve the biggest mysteries. Kind of amazing when you think about it.
And who knows what incredible discoveries are waiting for us. We're really just getting started. This is going to be exciting to watch unfold.
Well, listeners, the science exocortex. It might sound like something out of science fiction, but the future of research might be a lot closer than we think. We want to hear from you. What kind of AI-powered research assistant would you build if you had the chance? Let us know on social media. And we'll be back next time with another deep dive.